22 minutes in front of the hour, rounding out another week here on the morning program. We thank Chad Adams for his perspective in the last half hour. Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center joins us every Friday morning just after 9:30 Eastern Time. Of course, the Consumer Choice Center, the global grassroots movement for consumer choice. What do they do? Well, they advocate for freedom, innovation, privacy, and choices within the free markets that we get to enjoy on a daily basis and the things that we consume here in the greatest country the world has ever known. Yael, it's great to have you back on the line. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, doing quite well, Joe. Thanks so much for having me here again.
And, Senator Elizabeth Warren made a campaign stop here in the state of North Carolina. I guess we can start with an article that I caught on your website at consumerchoicecenter.org. There's been a lot of talk, and we've had plenty of conversations surrounding social media, the role of this private platform, and why the government should stay out of the way of regulating the internet or specific platforms such as Facebook or Twitter. And in fact, there is broad support, it seems, among many different candidates and politicians that we should, in fact, look to ban or push forward with restrictions on the internet, infringing on folks' ability to choose and their ability to speak freely using these platforms. Can you paint the picture for us as far as the double standard that we're seeing from Elizabeth Warren in how she is proposing a total takeover, meaning the federal government take over telecommunications, but then in the same time also getting extremely upset when it's her agenda and her narrative that is getting shunned from certain platforms as they respond to the outrage in Washington?
Yeah, Joe, I think the first time you had me on, we spoke about net neutrality there a couple years ago, and it seems as if this is just another iteration of that. And what we've seen from the Warren folks and from Senator Warren herself is that she's been very upfront about the need, she says, to break up social networks like Facebook, like Twitter, any of these larger outlets where many millions or billions of people use them every day to connect with their friends and family, and small businesses can actually reach out to customers. She's talked about the need to break those up. Obviously, a terrible policy and one that will impact a lot of people who otherwise use these platforms for very good. But she kind of got a taste of her own medicine. And by that, I mean that she's been championing not only breaking up the companies, but having any of these bans on political advertising. We've heard this call come out in the last, I'd say, 6 to 8 months when there was a lot of self-reflection about President Trump winning the election and the impact of his digital team and the Facebook ads that they were able to take out. And I think that created this fervor amongst many people, particularly in the Democratic Party, that they would like to have a type of commission, or they would just like to outright ban political advertising on these type of platforms. The problem with that, and it's something that we're very familiar with just as a nonprofit, is that political, what is political and what's defined as political, is not really as well defined as we might think. While everyone assumes it's just candidates, the people who actually get caught up in this are, as Ms. Warren found out, climate change groups, groups that are NGOs dedicated to animal rights. You have advocacy groups like ours. It's actually everyone who's involved or is trying to contribute to the discussion of politics. And she was irked at Twitter specifically because now they have a no political advertising rule, and it means that a lot of the environmental groups that Ms. Warren supports will not be able to take out ads, whereas other companies will. And this is just another example of a taste of her own medicine. And I think this is just where we see that if it's speech she agrees with, then she will totally support it. But if it's not speech that she agrees with, she obviously wants it banned. I think that's problematic, and that's why we need a neutral approach. And we certainly don't need a kind of Washington, D.C. style policy to determine what we can and can't see on social networks.
Well, this is just another example of the way in which some of those that are insulated in Washington, D.C. continue to push that type of narrative. It's okay if you believe in what I believe in, but go against the grain, and we're going to do everything we can to shun you, shut you down, dox you, do whatever possible to try and discredit you. I mean, why has this become kind of the new norm in the political culture, in that it's either no more a hashing and discussing and arguing, debating about different ideas and the best way to move forward. It's either my way or the highway, it seems, when it comes to some of these elite political types that are running for our highest office in the land and in the world.
Yeah, Joe, I have to say I was very, very excited. And, you know, you don't often get to say this on talk radio to be positive about something, but I was incredibly excited to see an interview with Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, who actually channeled this perfectly. And I don't know what happened at Facebook. I don't know if he got new advisors or new lawyers, but I really like the message that they're putting out there. He's coming out and saying that actually it's very important for social networking to allow ads, to allow people from all different types of the political spectrum, people, all types of different groups should have the right to put their message out there, and that people should be able to compete. He's actually making the case that there should be a freedom of expression that is observed and is enforced online, and that Facebook wants to be a part of that. And he even himself said that there's a, I'm quoting here, he worries about a social trend today where more people across the spectrum are trying to label different speech as dangerous because it may lead to political outcomes they don't want. I mean, that's powerful stuff. This is a Silicon Valley guy who is no doubt goes to many cocktail parties with people who aren't necessarily fans of Republicans, Donald Trump, or general libertarians and conservatives. Yet it seems as if he's got a very good point here. And his last point is, he said that banning political ads, the only thing that's going to do, and it's much like overregulation in general, it will favor the incumbents and it'll favor whomever the media chooses to cover rather than you or I or anyone else on these social networks who are the prime audience for some of these ads.
Maybe giving his friends a fair warning as to the results of what a complete ban on, a complete takeover of what it would look like should Senator Warren become President Warren after a 2020 election, or any other folks. But what I'm getting at when we see how in which some of our politicians, and I know we've discussed this before, but the way in which they talk about social media, the internet in general, I mean, it's a lot of old people look well beyond their years when Mark Zuckerberg is sitting there in front of them, and you can kind of see he's just got this weaselly smirk on his face. He's like, really? These are the people that are responsible for running our country and keeping it moving? No wonder why we're in a place where we're in. They can't even figure out the basic utilization and the purpose of social media without having their millennial staffer feed them notes and information during these committee hearings. I mean, you can just tell in the way he reacts with his body language that it's a complete joke to him, in my mind.
Yeah, and I think what we see from at least the political side is that they're seeing an opportunity, right? They see that there's a little bit of yardage on the field that they can make if they bash the Silicon Valley companies, if they try to bash billionaires, rich people, online algorithms, Russia, whomever Trump made, you know, whatever, any of these categories. And I don't know if that's a winning strategy. Really, when you go to people who are in North Carolina, or you go to people who are in Iowa or South Carolina, or people who are going to be voting very early for these primaries, yeah, they don't necessarily care about this on the same level as people in Washington, D.C. or New York City do. And there's going to be a very, very big disconnect, and we might see it more so in the first results that come out of a lot of these primaries. But the more and more that you talk to people who actually know about this, most people use social media, and particularly the advertising, for small businesses, for small projects, for just trying to get a couple likes and tweets on the car wash that the charity, let's say the church is hosting, or some kind of small boutique shop that you have on the main street and you're just trying to get some online traffic. It's not all nefarious political actors. I think that's something that especially the Warren campaign, a lot of these people are going to start to recognize a lot more, and people are going to really see that, you know, this is not really the way that we want to go. So I think it's good to have competing ideas. It's good to have people talking about it, critiquing it, And I'm not really sure how far that's going to drag on as long as this presidential kind of debate continues.
Yael Lisowski at the Consumer Choice Center. Pick up his latest piece, Outraged by Social Media Bans That She Champions, highlighting Elizabeth Warren and her push over the last several weeks as she wanted at first to have social media kind of police their advertisements. Twitter takes that step, and now she's angry and PO'd at the fact that the groups and the messages that she wants put out there are in fact policed by those social media platforms. It's just so confusing, and the double standard speaking out of both sides of her mouth. Well, I guess it's atypical for a Washington politician, particularly one of these presidential candidates. One day they say one thing, the next day it's the complete opposite, and I don't know if they realize that they're on both ends of the spectrum of this, and I guess just hoping that the blinders are over the eyes of the voters and they don't realize that they can put two and two together and just quickly find out the hypocrisy of her stance on this issue and many others, in fact. Elizabeth Warren outraged by social media bans she champions. The latest from Yael Lisowski at the Consumer Choice Center, consumerchoicecenter.org. Yael, what are some of the other things you've got in the hopper as we part ways here for the week that we can look forward to this time next week?
Well, we definitely have some interesting topics that are coming forward. Continuing with this Democratic presidential nomination, it seems as if, as you mentioned earlier in the program, Mr. Michael Bloomberg might throw his hat in the ring. And there's a lot of problematic ideas here. If anyone's been to New York City in the last couple years, this is the capital for soda taxes. It's the capital for the nanny state. It's really the capital for so much intrusion into your life and lack of consumer choices. There's a lot of stuff to unpack, so that's going to be very fun to talk about next week.
Yeah, we look forward to catching your thoughts on the latest move, at least by one of the prominent Democrats and billionaires. How does that all work out? Billionaire. I guess he just doesn't want to be taxed by the colleagues that he'll be debating potentially in the near future. The Global Grassroots Movement for Consumer Choice, consumerchoicecenter.org. Pick up that latest article that Yael penned, Elizabeth Warren outraged by social media ad bans that she champions herself. That came out just a few days ago. Yael, thanks as always to the contributions. We look forward to our conversation next week.
All right. Thanks so much, Joe. All the best to you. Happy weekend.
ConsumerChoiceCenter.org, their website, the Global Grassroots Movement for Consumer Choice, advocating for freedoms, innovations, privacy rights, consumer choice. They focus on the digital platforms, lifestyle and consumer goods, health and science. They've got some great articles out there that you can find nowhere else. ConsumerChoiceCenter.org. Great contributor to the show every Friday just after 9:30. We look forward to our conversation next week with Yael Lisowski.